We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey. Just for the record, today is Erev Tisha B'Av, Tovshin Samach Tes, Wednesday morning, and Bahashkocha, just in our regular learning, in our standard, we happen to get up to a paragraph that deals with the topic of getting up for Chatzos, which we know is one of the most important avodos related to Tisha B'Av. One of the main reasons that we get up for Chatzos is to express our sorrow over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And my Rebbe Zichron Livracha Rav Rosenfeld used to emphasize that in a way, of the 365 days of the year, the most important Chatzos is going to be tonight, the night of Tisha B'Av. Whoever can, it's a very, very big privilege to get up for Chatzos. This is the only night in the year when you recite Tikkun Rochel only and not Tikkun Leah. Only Tikkun Rochel. Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av. You can say Tikkun HaKlol, you can have Hespoidedus, you can learn things related to Tisha B'Av. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, those days, we say Tikkun Leah and not Tikkun Rochel. This is the only night in the year when we do Tikkun Rochel. Hashem should give us the schus to be zeichet to see the binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu amen v'yamein. V'ze b'chinas kimas chatzois. What we've been learning till now is related to getting up at midnight. Levatel hashena, to eliminate, to do away with sleep. Shemishom achizas hazman, which is where time is very much connected, as we've mentioned earlier. Time is associated with sleep in a very strong way, because, for example, when a person sleeps, a person could fall asleep for like 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and during the sleep, it should feel like a month or a year or 10 years of their life went through. Because sleep, we said, was histalkus hadas. Sleep is when the majority of the brain shuts down, and the less the das, the longer the time. The example we gave of children, a young child, 15 minutes to them feels like 15 years. And as you get older, the time appears to be moving quicker and quicker until you speak to grandparents and they say, boy, life goes by so quickly. The day goes by. I don't know where it went, you know. Okay. Shemishom kol hashinuyim. Sleep and time are the basis for all kinds of changes and differences. V'alkein sheino loshen shinui. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why you see there's an association between the word sleep, which is sheino, and the word shinui, which means differences. Because we had said all shinuyim are related to less das. The less the das, the more the shinuyim. And also the more the time. Kialidei hashena v'tardema b'chinas histalkus hadas mishom ikar achizas tirdas hazman. Because through sleep, or tardema means a very deep sleep, which are examples of histalkus hadas, when the das leaves, that's where the main heaviness of time comes in. Shemishom kol hashinuim kanal, which is the cause and the root of all differences and changes, as we explained earlier. V'alkein hoyo yitzias Mitzrayim b'chatzois. And this is why the Jews left Egypt at midnight. Ki yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo b'b'chinas bitul hazman kanal. Because as we mentioned in the previous year, leaving Egypt, Hashem did away with time. He turned night into day, day into night. He moved around all the signs of the zodiac. Shehu b'chinas chatzois. And that's what chatzois is. The avoid of chatzois. Those people who get up in middle of the night when the sleep is the heaviest and the person is able to break out of that sleep and get up and be alert and be using his brain to say for tefillah, for Torah, that's bitul hazman. That's bitul hashinuyim. She'oz nimshach milamalo b'chinas sis'oirus hashena. At midnight is when Hashem sends down a beam of light, in a sense, that helps those who want to get up from their sleep. Al yidei hai kolo de botish begadvoy de tarnagoyla, through the scream that strikes the wings of the rooster and cause the rooster to wake up and crow, you know. As the Zohar Kodesh says in Vayakel, Daf Kuf Tzadikei, that's what happens at midnight. That Kavyochel Hashem, there's a voice from heaven that comes forth. That voice strikes the wings of the rooster and cause the rooster to cry out, and that's what wakes people up at that time. Shaydeze Masigin Bechinas Bitul Azman. Through that, we're zeichet to achieve, to accomplish, doing away with time. Shaydezen is batlen hashinuyim, by which we also do away with all differences. Shemishom kol hasino vahisnagdos vamachloikis vahagolus, which is the root, the source of all hate, opposition, conflict, exile, habo al yidei hacholkim vasoinu kanal, which comes about through people who oppose you, through people who hate you. They're the ones who put you into gola, you know, who put you into exile. V'alkein, now we'll understand what Rabbeinu Zal teaches us in a chapter of Likutei Maran, that chatzois mesugol kemoi pidyon, that getting up at midnight and davening then and learning then has the same power as a pidyon, giving a pidyon to a tzaddik, giving a sum of money to a tzaddik as a means of having that tzaddik be mispalel and eliminate whatever problem the person has, a health problem, a financial problem, a shalom bat, whatever the problem is. Kome Shekosov, Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Maran, the first half of Likutei Maran, chapter 149, Kuf Mem Tes. So now, what's the connection between getting up at midnight being the same in concept as giving a pidyon to the tzaddik? Watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this. Ki ha-pidyon hu al-yidei mois tzdoko shenoisnin la-hatzadik v'ho-isha kosher. A pidyon involves charity money, a person giving charity to a tzaddik or to a very religious person. Sheshom ikar tikun hatzdoko. That's where the main fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah is when you give the tzedakah to a righteous person. Ki kishenoisnin l'rosha upogum, because when a person gives charity to a rosha, to a person who doesn't believe in Hashem, who doesn't fulfill Hashem's commandments, and a person who's defective spiritually, mikolshkein lebal machloikis, and especially if a person gives tzedakah money to a person who causes fights in Klal Yisrael, a person who instigates machloikis against other rabbis or other Jewish groups. And here again, Rav Nosson Zal's touching on what he himself went through personally in life. We know there was a serious group of supposedly very religious people and their rabbi at the helm who made horrible, horrible machloikis against Rav Nosson Zal and against Breslov. And this rabbi was respected by thousands of Jews at the time. And this rabbi received monies from people, obviously. They gave him money, and some of the money they gave him was used to bribe Russian officials to put Rav Nosson Zal in jail, to get the Breslovers fired from their job, all kinds of things like that. So Rav Nosson Zal's throwing a little response here, in saying that a person should know if they give their tzedakah to a person who instigates machloikis in Klal Yisrael, that's the opposite of what tzedakah is all about. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. The purpose of tzedakah is to make peace between opposites. Who are the opposites? The wealthy guy and the poor guy. That's an example of opposites. So if you give tzedakah to a person who's going to use that money to make war in Judaism, in Klal Yisrael, imagine what kind of tzedakah that is, chas v'shalom. Azai adaraba, when a person does that, poigem yoiser, he's making things worse. Not only isn't he getting a mitzvah, he could be getting the opposite for feeding such a cause, chas v'shalom, with his money. Ki hu choizer hu mamshech hashefa, chas v'shalom, lahashinuyim, because he's using money that Hashem gave him and shefa to support conflict, to support differences, to say we are not one people. I don't want to have anything to do with that guy. I want that guy thrown out of Judaism, or I want him thrown out of his house, or I want him, Shemishom kol ha-pigomim kanal. And that's, the shinuyim are the source, the root of all sins and everything, as we explained earlier. V'alkein iker tikun hatzdoko lehishtadel liten lahatzadikim v'haksherim anshei sholoim be'emes. Therefore, the main fulfillment and accomplishment of the mitzvah of tzedakah properly is when you're giving it to tzaddikim, or truly religious people who are anshei shalom, who are real people of peace, who are people who are against having any fights or any negativity towards any other Jew. V'zeh ikar hapidyon. That's the real main accomplishment of tzedakah, and specifically pidyon. Pidyon means when a person wants to get himself out of a crisis, whether it's a health crisis or other kind of crisis, through tzedakah. We know the Gemara says, tzedakah tatzil mimovis. Tzedakah saves a person from death. That's one example. It can also save from health problem, from shalom bayis problem, from all any kind of difficulty that the person has, baruch nias or begashmias. Ki al yidei zeh nizbatlin kol hatzorois, because through pidyon, through proper tzedakah, a person can eliminate all the suffering, all the problems that come from the negativity that comes from shinuyim, conflicts, differences. So that's tzedakah, pidyon. What tzedakah and pidyon are all about is supporting peace, avoiding conflict, avoiding differences. That's what tzedakah and pidyon to the tzaddik is. V'zeh gam kein b'chinas chatzois. And getting up for chatzois is the same thing. Shekomim mehasheno b'chatzois laila. We get up out of our sleep at midnight. U'meshabrim hasheno be'es toikef his gabrusoi. And we break the sleep at the time when the sleep is most powerful by most people who go to sleep at any normal kind of time, 11, 10 o'clock, 11, 8 o'clock, whatever it is, at midnight is when the sleep is strongest. Be'ez shehigia hadas letachlis hamiut vahestalkus, which means when the das has gotten to the lowest point, the more deeply asleep a person is, the more his brain is less active. He's more closer to death, chas v'shalom, closer to lack of das. Vaydezeh, and getting up is breaking out of that, breaking out of the lack of das, going into das, going into studying Torah or davening. So he's getting out of the lack of das into das. And again, we said that all shinuyim, all conflicts and everything come from the lack of das. So that's how, by getting up at midnight, we're also involved in this avoida of eliminating differences, eliminating sleep. Sleep is from the left side. Sleep is from the other side, from the sitrachra. That's the shinuyim. That's why Rabbeinu Zal said that what pidyon accomplishes, chatzois accomplishes. And this is why one of the highest forms of pidyon is when a person does a pidyon at chatzos. Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, when anybody would come to him with a serious problem, something really serious, and they would give tzedakah, something substantial, then at midnight he would learn the chapter in Likutei Moran that speaks about pidyon, and he would say the special tefillah in Likutei Tefillos. There's a tefillah 123, if I'm not mistaken, which is the tefillah that a person is supposed to say when somebody brings him money for a pidyon. And Reb Michal would say that at midnight. Again, midnight chatzos is 2 hours maximum. Some nights, and during the summertime, it's even less than 2 hours. So every minute is $1 billion a minute. It's like Super Bowl time, right? So to take 10 minutes or 15 minutes of that time and use it to study that chapter in the Likutei Moran, to combine the Torah and the tefillah while holding the money in his hand, like it says there. So that's taking your best shot. And again, sometimes he would do it at the Kosel or at Shimon Atzma. So we're going from level to level of power to try to be as effective as possible. There was a story, again, it's worth mentioning. One of the Syrian Jews who was a close friend to one of our closest friends had a crisis in America whereby at one time the federal government, one of the things they wanted to go after most was people who were in the garment industry, wholesale clothing, multi-billion dollar industry, and the American government has quotas on certain countries. From a particular country, you can only bring in so much and so much. Now, these people, the whole trick is to find where you can produce it at the cheapest price and bring in as much as you can at the cheapest price. So now, but if they put a quota that's in this country, you can only bring in $1 million worth or 10 million, and you have the ability to sell 25 million or 100 million, then you want to figure out a way to get around that. One of the ways that people got around that was that they would have the goods produced in country A, they would have it shipped to country B. Country A would not put its label on it. Country B would put, or country A would put a label, country B would put its label on top of it. So it would appear as if it's coming from B and then come into America that way. And no problem, customer, you know, you're within your quota because you didn't bring more than you said. So this person who was involved in major, very wealthy guy, successful guy, one day, 50 federal agents with government with guns drawn come rushing into his Manhattan office. Picture the terror that he felt and that his workers, his 50 people working for him, and everybody freeze, grab all computers, box up all the papers, every piece of paper, and have a nice day. We're investigating you, you know. So this person was petrified. You know, and again, the sentence for it, this is a federal offense, and it's jail. It's not the just fine, it's financial penalty, but much worse than that, jail, 20 years, 10 years prison sentence, because they really wanted to address this issue. This person told his situation to his close friend. His close friend called Rav Michal Zacharan at the time, and Rav Michal said, this is a serious thing. He said, and at the time, as all times, but at that time, there was a special desperate need for money for the yeshiva, for Uman, for what was going on at the time. So Rav Michal suggested, tell this person, if he wants, let him give $36,000 to tzedakah, and we'll do what we have to do. This was the first time ever that I saw such a commando project. Rav Michal chose 17 people at the time, and he and I were two of the 17 who had to commit themselves to get up for Chatzos every single night. Not just Chatzos is 2 hours, to be up at the moment that Chatzos begins. That's within the 2 hours, the holiest moment is the start, when the bell goes off, that starting moment. Exactly 6 hours from Tzeis HaKoychovim. To be up then already, and to learn the chapter on Likut Imran about Pidyon, and to say the tefillah for Pidyon. And for this, each one of these 17 people got $10 a night to do this for 40 days straight, 40 nights, including Shabbos. I'm almost sure it was including Friday night. 40 days, 17 people. This is one thing. He himself, several times during that 40-day period, we would go to the Koisel to do this at the Koisel. And then he told me if Hashem helped, no jail sentence. The fine, I think, was 100,000 or 100, which was pocket change compared to what it could have been, you know, for this thing. And the person lived happily ever after. And Rav Michal Zacharan told me afterwards that what I know about is small compared to other things that I don't know about that he did. A few years later, it came out once, you know, that Rav Michal said that what he added to it was fasting for those 40 days. That for those 40 days, he would fast during the day and eat at night. 40 days, you know, other than Shabbos. That's how serious he took that this issue of pidyon, that if somebody's coming to you and asking you, they're making you their agent to pray for them, that's if you're a phony and a fake, then you take the money and you forget the person a minute later. You don't know, You know, and that's it. If you're real, if you think you're the biggest tzaddik on earth and you're going to say abracadabra and that's it, and the person's going to be helped, then that's one thing. But if you're not, if you don't think you're the biggest tzaddik, then you have to be ready to roll up your sleeves and work. And this was an example of a mission. This was so awesome to me. I remember now, this person had rabbis, other rabbis, who heard about it. They didn't hear, they just heard that somebody, that he gave Breslov 36,000, you know, and they told him, you're crazy. They took advantage of you. They took advantage of the situation, everything. And when Reb Michal found out about it, you know, he was smiling. He said, this guy can't imagine in his wildest dream how that money was used, how that money didn't go to anybody's, but, you know, that each one of those people who were poor people, people in the Bresh Yeshiva, and the choicest ones, he picked up, there are 50 people, 100 people that get up for Chatzos, but some of them get up a half hour late. He picked the ones that we knew are capable of making sure to be there for that opening minute of Chatzos, which is him, and that every night to say the Tefillah and the Torah, which means about 20 minutes for this person, 20 minutes of that hour and a half, you know, and that it was matzliach, b'chazdei Hashem. Just giving we're on the topic of chatzos and topic of pidyon for people to have an idea of an example how seriously this was done.